Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The placing of the Ark at the spatial center of Jewish worship pointed to the spiritual center the Lord was to have among His people. On their wilderness trek, the Ark was placed at the epicenter, with the tabernacle, the court, the priest's encampment, and then the 12 tribes arrayed in concentric geometry around it. But the process of the Ark finding its rightful place had many fits and starts. First, it was placed at Shiloh, 19 miles or 31 kilometers north of Jerusalem. Then, used as a talisman by Israel in battle, it ended up in the hands of the Philistines and was shunted from one city to another. Like boys playing with a chemistry set, they found their idols and God's throne a volatile mix. But when they sent the Ark back, they suffered no ill effects from opening it to insert their peace offerings. They didn't know any better. However, at Beth Shemesh, the Israelites did know not to look in the Ark, and many funerals resulted. So Beth Shemesh also sent it away, now to the house of Abinadab. There it lay all through the reign of Saul, who cared little about the Lord having his central place. In our story today, David intends to finish the trip. In 2 Samuel 6, quote, "All the choice men of Israel, 30,000, verse 1, joined David for the big event." But here, 1 Chronicles 13, verses 1 to 14, we read he gathered Israel from Shihor in Egypt to as far as the entrance of Hamat, verse 5. Again, the Philistines in ignorance may use a cart, but David's use of it led to tragedy and the death of Uzzah, verses 9 and 10. Methods count with God. His work must be done in His way. Thus, another detour, this time to the house of Obed-Edom, a man from Gath. Verse 13, quote, "And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom." Verse 14, "as He blesses every home where he is received."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.